Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody in the room, listen up.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPH, Infinity Powerhouse. The source for models, talent, ads, and media is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including La Gucci Style, TM and TSN Magazine, and IPH Magazine.
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brands on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazines, visit them at infinitypowerhouse.com or send an email to infinitypowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I. IPH, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. We are live. We are live in my home in Fayetteville, North Carolina, which is Hope Mills, North Carolina way, which is very next door to Fayetteville. Truly blessed to be able to actually have a showcase in the office space, studio versus home. It's called the Walk-In Studio. I tell everyone, Blog Talk Radio is definitely, I've had them almost going on 2 years where they have actually been such a great way of us getting our message across the board. And with all that being said, it's always, always good to know that this platform could be used by any just by applying yourself and going after it. So this is what I've done. We at Show Speed, we right sitting at our 83rd show, and we are looking to hit 100 on our anniversary. That's what I want to air our show. So what you hear in the background is the Chai Walk. It actually was a challenge, a video that we've seen, but this young lady is going to be on, or where she is going to be speaking. Her name is China, and her uncle is Oliver Taylor, who I met recently out of Atlanta, just in a store, a PC store. We were chatting, and what do you know, we have a lot of the same interests and a lot that, you know, we have that we can share with others, and I'm just really moved and touched. I just want to say also thank you all. This is our kickoff party, and we do see some callers calling, and we do see the message board lighting up. I do see my thumbs up from all the ones that follow us on a daily basis. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all the love and support that y'all give us every day. So definitely today is Thursday, and we're not only going to have on our showcase the ones we mentioned, but we're also going to have Miss Arkansas. She is actually Whitney Wesley out of Arkansas. She, Little Rock, she is going to come on and talk about what's happening on Saturday, which my magazine will be covering that event. So I'm going to be flying out tomorrow on the airplane. I haven't been on in a while, so I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm a trusting God from all my many blessings come from. And I'm going to board the plane and get on and go and definitely represent our company how we know how to. And then we have Jay Bless coming aboard, who is going to be talking with us. And then we're going to have Koss, who's another rapper, going to be coming, and also Tish Monet. So we have a full house tonight, and we are just super, super excited. So always, it's a great pleasure just to be able to chat and talk with everyone. This is a platform for everyone to live out their dream. This is our network kickoff party to our web network party on the web. Our host page tonight is Top Models and Talent Scout Network. Our page consists of almost 13,000 people who follow us on a daily basis, who represent us. We have over 25 pages of our own on Facebook, so shout out to Facebook for allowing us to have a platform. And then we have many websites too that we actually have our followers actually visit and come to. So on tonight, who do we have on the call?
Hi, the girl.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How
Hello?
Are you doing?
Hey, I'm good.
Hey, this is Oliver and China.
Yeah, I'm on the line.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, and you?
Just fine. Thank y'all for calling in. And I know y'all got a busy schedule. I know you said you have a graduation today.
Yeah, I'm heading to it right now.
So are you in that Atlanta traffic?
No, it's down the block for me, but I have to be there like 6:30. But, you know,
okay.
I got a couple of few minutes. I got a few minutes.
Okay,
to talk.
Well, I understand. I really appreciate you, y'all calling in. So just want to hear a little bit. So, China, she's there, right? I thought.
Yes.
Yeah, hi.
Hey,
well, I just want to say I am one of your followers on Instagram, and you are blowing up.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, gosh. I am a huge fan. I tell everybody any chance I get. I talk about you, your uncle, and I'm just blown away. And I know time is kind of limited, but definitely must have you all on back again. So tell us about you. How old are you? Yeah, how old are you, China?
I'm 15.
Wow. 16 years old. So how old were you when you discovered that, or someone else discovered that you can dance?
I was actually 7, so I always used to dance. But at first, when I first started Instagram, I got famous off my comedy videos, so I used to do comedy skits, you know, comedy videos. And then that's when I transferred to dancing, because that's when dancing really got hot. So I was like, you know what I'm saying, let me post a little dancing video. And it went crazy, and ever since I just started dancing, just kept dancing, cause, you know, kept on being consistent. So, yeah.
Well, I want to say to you, I work with models, I work with actors, and I work with singers, but what gets my heart more than anything that will make me cry and stand still is dancing. So I love what you're doing. I can't wait to meet you in person because my daughter, oldest daughter, she is a dancer also, and I remember following her around and where she was, you know, actually danced for school she got a scholarship to dance. And so I do connect with that very well. So, Mr. Taylor, tell us about you and tell us what you were part of and all that great stuff.
Okay. My name is Oliver Taylor. I'm the CEO of High Rock Records. I work with a lot of artists, but I'm currently working with one artist, which is Chai the Greatest. And we pretty much are managing her. And, you know, helping her to show the world what she has to bring to them. And what it is, we provide her with a song, assist her with a song called Cha-Cha Walk, and it's growing up in Atlanta. We have, like, 107.9 that's backing us up behind it. They remixed the song for us. And, you know, my job is just to get out there and promote her.
Right, right. And that's it's called that great support. And what about that family who, you know, have your best interest at heart. So that is super cool. So China, how everyone at school feel about you and on your success with Instagram? You right now, you're sitting close to, is it already past 600,000?
Yeah, no, it's actually, I just hit 500,000 followers. So I'm close to 600. So
look at how modest she is. She's so modest.
But school, actually, when I first went there, everybody was like, oh my gosh, that's kind of great. Like, I was almost late to class a few times just because people wanted to take pictures with me in the hallway. But towards the end of the year, you know, folks see me every day. So it is like, okay, that's kind of great. That's China. Everybody know her. So, yeah, but in the beginning of the year, everybody was crazy. They were just like, oh, my God. They was like, they used to brag about me, like, for me going to this school all the time.
Oh. Well, I'm excited for you. And I know before y'all go, share with the listeners what it takes and if someone would like to follow in your footsteps, what insight you can give to someone, China, at your age, to someone else out there who wants to do that, what you're doing.
Don't let anybody stop your dreams or for what you believe in. Don't let nobody discourage you. If you know you can do something, like, try your best. Don't stop. Like, no matter what nobody say, how much hate you get. Because at the end of the day, you're going to kill them with success.
Right. And that's some good advice, because a lot of times people seem to fall through and not follow because someone else said that.
And bad people.
Wow.
I've been going through a lot of that myself. So what I'm doing now, like now everybody sees that I'm doing, you know, I'm doing shows on tour. Like everybody's like, oh, okay, so she's really big. Like everybody who's out of me, they look dumb right now. They look dumb. So you just got to stress at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think we got some bad connection here, but I'm going to do one thing here. Can y'all hear me okay now? Is that better?
Yes, much better.
Oliver, okay, great, great. All right, so Oliver, before you go, share with the listeners and viewers anything you want to do, insight. I know we talk about promoting and everything as far as connecting. What do you have for the listeners and viewers also?
Let's see. I'm trying to... Basically, like I said, I just basically just promoting China at this moment. I work with a lot of artists. I have a website also. I just basically just manage, like I said, just get artists out there. You know, I help those that need help. You know, direct them in the right path. And like I normally do is I can hear somebody, and if they sound good, I can give you a beat or whatever it is to go with your style, and I can help you, you know, get a radio ready song. So that's basically what I'm doing now at this time, and you know, just promoting right now, just promoting China. That's my most important thing at this moment.
Well, we definitely understand that, and we definitely say, you know, just thank you all for taking time from your busy schedule to, you know, be a part of our show, and a lot of great things. I see a lot of great things happening for both of you. And I'm just super excited just to have this moment with you all. But thank you for tuning in and calling. And, again, we will do this again. Hopefully soon I'll let y'all know
so we'll have
a little bit more time, you know, that y'all can talk.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, China. Have a great day, and both of y'all. And I know graduation is always a great way that they move to the next level in life. So I'm excited for who you said your daughter's graduating today, the oldest one or youngest one?
Yes, she is. Yes, my daughter, my youngest one, she's pre-K. She's graduating, so they have a ceremony tonight.
Well, that's good. She's going to the next grade. Go ahead and take care of that. And thank you again. And we're going to go ahead on with the show. And we'll send y'all the video footage a little later and also the recorded show. Thank you again.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Okay, you're welcome. So listeners and viewers and everybody, thank you. Again, we thank them. They took a moment from their busy schedule to be a part of this show. We are still actually going to move forward with our other listeners and viewers, but we're going to go ahead and answer some questions from our message board. And I do see someone by the name of Sharon. Sharon is actually asking questions, and I do apologize if we didn't get to answer that. For China. She is 16 years old. Yeah, she is 16. We did have a little, I heard, distorted within the call, and hopefully when we play it back, all of that will be worked out and kinked out. But she's 16 years old. She's from Atlanta, Georgia, and she's doing big things. As she stated, that she was in actually school, and people noticed her from her being out there in the forefront. She is such an inspiration. She is definitely making an impact on this world. And if I'm not mistaken, within the Instagram, they have where they can line up everybody according to how many followers you have. And when you get to a certain amount of followers, then you go into a bracket that they actually, showcase you and put your face and name out there and saying how part of how you're doing to impact what they're doing. So I'm just super excited. Oliver Taylor, thank you again. China, thank you again for all calling in. And we're going to definitely move it. Anyone else have any questions? Are any concerns, I like and see thumbs up. So that means that we are doing a great job. This is a great platform for people to be able to talk about what moves them, what not only moves them, but what actually their dream and their passion. So many platforms are out there, and we've been doing this almost 2 years now, and my goal in life is to continue to have this as a platform because this is what it's all about. This is one of the many ways for my models and talent and all to get exposure because not only that is uploaded, that is here, but we upload it into our social media. And then soon we're going to have our website, which is going to actually house these type of videos, which will actually showcase in that network TV of IPH on our website, our new website that will be up and running soon. I want to say thank you all for all the ones who signed up with our company, who joined our company. This is definitely, we're family. We just want to give you a rundown of what we have throughout the week. On Monday, we started off with management agency, scouts, photographers, actually call where all of them get on. They support each other, talk to each other of ways that they could actually, you know, get information out there. They may have a question that they always wanted to ask an agency or a photographer but didn't have that platform, and they're able to get their answers, their questions answered. And then on Wednesday, we have a conference call where I am the host of the conference call. We normally bring in someone who can answer questions like a photographer or even an agency, anything that is out there that somebody might want to know more information about. So we bring them on to talk about their business so they can actually share that with the callers. Then we move into Thursday, which is our networking party day. Which that happens on a host page, and the night is going to be on Top Miles and Town Scout Network. Then we move on to Saturday, which is a day where I like to pretty much wrap that around the little ones, the kids who can't really be up late at night, about this time they're taking, you know, as far as studying or getting ready for the next day. So all of this, what we do is to make a difference and to help others get where they need to be. So we have another caller, so we're going to bring our next caller on the line. And also, you, like I said, all out there, you're welcome to ask any questions. Also, give us any comments. We are here, we are listening, and we are ready. Who do we have here?
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hey.
Introduce yourself.
Hey. Hi, everybody. I'm Tish Monet. Hello.
Hi, Tish Monet. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just a little bit.
Oh, great, great, great. We definitely excited to have you. We was working from a speaker earlier, and it was a little distorted, so we kind of separate that. So, but this still will go great. And I just want to say thank you for giving us this opportunity to chat with you, Ms. Superstar.
Thank you. I appreciate you even asking.
Oh, thank you. So, tell us what do you do, and anything you want to share with the listeners and the viewers. We are actually live on Facebook.
Well, I'm in the car right now driving to Atlanta to go to a album release party that I'll be performing at this evening. And so to add on to that, I am Tish Monet. I'm just trying to be the ultimate entertainer, whether I'm doing music on the runway or in a film.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I'm just trying to brand myself and become a brand ambassador. Hopefully, by the time this year is over.
All right. So let's back up a little bit. Now, you say you headed to a release party?
Yeah, a friend of mine is having an album release.
And you
party.
Didn't invite me? You did not invite me?
I should have invited you because you be everywhere. Like, you.
She's not be everywhere.
You be everywhere I be.
I know, right? I know. Well, honey, yeah, we on the right track. We got to do that. So I'm excited. I was able to see your showcase, and I saw it actually online first. And then I was like, I didn't know she actually sing and dance, because she also models. So that's why I saw her modeling. And so share with everyone, how long have you been singing? And I know you have a style. You have two dancers that dance with you. Are they normally dancers that be with you all the time?
Well, I started singing when I was like 9 years old, but I started taking it seriously as a career in about 2012, maybe 2013.
Okay.
And my dancers, I don't always have the same one, so that's an opportunity that I like to, you know, put out there that I'm always looking for new dancers, and I'm always looking for people that are willing to chase a dream along with me. And that's pretty much how my dancers go. A lot of them have traveled. A lot of them have, you know, just came along just to see what they have the experience. And,
right.
Yeah, I'm actually looking for some new ones right now.
Okay, well, America, world, you hear it. She's looking for some dancers. I want to say, but this can be another whole conversation. I probably can go all night. I just, you know, I'm a dancer at heart. I mean, dance, moving, singing is great. Modeling is great. Acting and all that is great. But dancing is one that will pull my heartstrings, will make me cry, will make me weep. So I just feel like a lot of dancers, to me, I don't see a lot of that circulating on Facebook. Do you, or either I'm missing something?
No, I think they're doing the wrong kind of dance. No, like, you know, as soon as you say you're a dancer, it's not what you, your first thought isn't the, what you expect it to be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays. So.
Wow.
I don't, because I don't meet too many people that take it seriously anymore. But I don't, you know, I try to keep it traditional and
right.
incorporate
and
hip-hop
do.
And, you know what I mean? Like, I don't try to take it there to the extreme.
Well, I saw you live, and I saw it where you were, I mean, y'all were on beat, y'all were on point. I even saw where y'all went in the area and changed and came back into another thing. I was like, okay, y'all working it. I'm not mad at either one of you all at all. So
that was the first time we did
that listeners,
ever.
Share with the listeners and viewers on today what's happening next for you. I know you're going to an album release party. Are you going to be on the at First Friday in Fayetteville, North Carolina, at the AIT
Absolutely.
Building? Woo!
Absolutely. Everybody should come out to that. Everybody in Fayetteville, everybody in the surrounding area should definitely come out to that. It's going to be something. It's going to be more than a party. It's going to be an experience. And whether you want to have a good night on the town or come see some fashion, come see some great music, meet some new people, have a few drinks, you know, just a real good time. It's not your typical night on the town.
Right, right. Well,
so
I was at one. Yes, I was just at one a week and a half ago, I want to say. And I enjoyed it. She actually was up to doing it. I definitely encourage everyone to get your ticket. How much are the tickets?
The tickets right now are $10. They're always going to be
$10.
$10,
yeah.
And they're going to stay
$10.
And for these $10, you will get an experience. An experience
right,
on a Friday night. That is, and then it's all white. Very clean, very mature.
Yes.
And if everyone, you know, contributes well and does their part and isn't wearing all white, it'll look really, 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 really good. I think this is one of those events that is beneficial for businesses, artists, anybody in Fayetteville. Just, you know, a good night on the town.
Right. So we definitely, everyone definitely needs to take that into account and make sure that you're there. You're in Fayetteville or surrounding areas. If you want to fly in or either you want to travel in, you definitely want to be there. And I want to say it's on the 3rd of June. Okay, so who
yes,
we have next on the phone? Is that Jay Bless on the phone?
Yes,
hey, Jay Bless.
Oh,
hey. Mick, are you the one making all that noise?
Yeah, that's me, the one back there making all this noise. I'm in the studio right now. Sorry, I'm in the studio right now.
Ooh, look at you. Y'all doing big things. All right,
nah,
we're
just trying to grind. We're just trying to work.
Yeah, well, I appreciate y'all taking out of your busy schedule because I know she's traveling. We just talked to China. She's the Instagram star. She's sitting right now close to about 500,000 followers on just Instagram alone. And her uncle, who was managing her, just was on moments ago. They couldn't stay. They had some other things that they need to do. So I definitely say I want to thank you all for, you know, calling in. So tell us what's going on. I know First Friday, I just chatted with actually since just a few minutes ago. So share with us what's going on with First Friday. And
oh,
what's
yeah,
going on with you?
First Friday is going to be going down in Fayetteville. It's going to be Fayetteville First Friday at the AIC building. For people who don't know where that's at, that's 421 Maiden Lane, Fayetteville. We'll see. That'll be Friday, June 3rd, and it's going to be the all-white affair. The all-white affair. It's Fayetteville's First Friday all-white affair. I'm hosting. DJ Scooby is providing the music. It's going to be lots of live entertainment. It's going to be live vendors, and everybody is going to be looking very crispy, I guarantee it.
Yes, and all that white, so... I'm excited. So definitely I share it with, I believe you tagged our pages and everything, and I'm in. I haven't did my check or whatever you do, and got the ticket yet, but definitely I will, because I definitely want to be in the mix. And I just want to say to everybody out there listening, you know, I see people, hear people all the time say what they want to do. These two, and also I know Koss, he should be calling in shortly. But if he doesn't, I do know he's busy as well. But definitely be about what you say you want to do. You know, it's so easy to say you want to do it, but don't put anything behind it. It's not going to go anywhere. I say put God first, let him open the doors, and then be about your business and let that happen. And look up to people, look across from people, look down on people, but look around and see who all are doing great things. And definitely get with them and see what insight that they can give you, or vice versa. I see it as a networking kind of thing. So, Jay, that leads me to you. I do know you got a lot of great things going on. You have any different things coming, like a release party or a video is coming out? I know you just recently had one out.
Oh, yeah. I just dropped the Be Naturally video. I definitely got some more visuals coming. I've been having a lot of fun just connecting with the people everywhere. And the next show is actually going to be in Raleigh tomorrow. Not tomorrow, Saturday. Saturday. The location, so everybody's looking for the location. And I have to check my Instagram Saturday at JAYBLESS910. But other than that, I do have tickets for my next show after that in Southern Pines at Willie's Lunchbox.
Wow.
In Southern Pines. Next Friday.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, definitely. That sounds great. So, and now, I know Southern Pines, is that like about 30 minutes away from Fayetteville, right?
It's about 45 minutes.
About 45 minutes? Okay.
Slow rolling.
All right. That's awesome. So, everybody, you listen out and tune in. So what he's saying, I know as far as pages, that we're going to have them share with us soon how they could be located. But I also saw something come through the feed, Jay, about photography. Share with the listeners and viewers about that.
Oh, absolutely. Right now is the time to invest in some great photography with my company, Christopher Lighthouse Photography. I'm just serving the people right now. We're doing photo specials, family pictures, pictures of teams, pictures of artists, pictures of models, whatever you want to do. If you need photos, if you need that part for your business as far as marketing or anything, full-out photography, we can provide that for you. And if you don't mind, I'll just drop a little plug in. If anybody's listening, 919-817-8344. That's the business line. You can text if you got a question, or look me up on Facebook. It's Christopher Lighthouse. Two words.
Right. Great. Because, you know, we just started, I want to do that in Fayetteville at least once a month, have a photographer come over in my area and shoot some of my models in town, too. So we can talk about that even further as well. So that could be a way to collaborate. Also, how could someone locate you in social media? And also directly, if you would.
As far as social media, they can connect with me on Facebook at J Bless Music, JAYBLESS Music. If they want to, I got room for friends, they can add me at JAYBLESS, or Instagram, JBLESS910. And for booking and services, they can just email me at JAYBLESSBooking@gmail.com, or hit the business line at 917-8344.
Awesome. So what about you, Tish? How can someone find you on social media and also directly?
Well, I'm the only Tish Monet, TishMone, and you can follow me on all your social media, from Instagram to SoundCloud. And you can personally contact me on your Gmail account, any email that you have, at TishMone@gmail.com.
Awesome. So, again, everybody, that's how you can locate them. I want to give a shout-out to Koss. I know he wanted to be on the call, but I know he was busy and was trying to make time. Also to Whitney Wesley, Ms. Akasov, who actually been on our call just on Monday. She's coming back on just to chat a little bit more. about our actually the showcase is going to be on Saturday, which I will be flying out tomorrow to be with her on Saturday.
Ooh.
So I'm going to select three models to be in my magazine, and one will definitely hit the cover. All maybe all three may hit the cover. So who, you know, that's how I roll. That's how I go, and I'm just super excited. Shout out to China and also her uncle Oliver Taylor for actually being on the show earlier. Shout out to my engineer who have been assisting me along the way, who do great, great, wear many, many hats, Yasmin Noble, and also to all our followers and listeners. I do see thumbs up. No one had a question at this point. They got everything, but remember, we always here to answer any questions. You can send it to us. If we don't know, we'll direct it to anyone who's been on our call, or either you can direct contact them directly. Make sure you're following them. They gave you all that for you all to follow them. So, everyone, thank you all for tuning in to our IPH Network kickoff party, which now we're going to roll into our web kickoff party on the web on
Thanks,
Top Models and Talent Scout Network. Yes. All right, everyone. Thank you again. Thank you both.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you all. We're going to have y'all back on again, okay? And get ready to get in the magazine, all right? Y'all need to contact us. We'll send out the information, the packet.
Okay. Can I give a shout
okay.
out?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay, let me give a shout-out to just everybody listening. Let me give a shout-out to the whole city, Fayetteville, Spring Lake,
yeah.
Rayford, North Carolina, Carolina Kings, Lobby ENT, Red Court Media, everybody. I just want to shout-out everybody that's listening, to everybody with the movement. Rob, we in the studio cooking up some new music. So y'all don't forget about the all-white party. Shouts-out to Duke. Shouts-out to Cutlass. Shouts out to everybody. And make sure y'all come
yes.
to that all-white party June the 3rd. June the 3rd at the AIT building in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
That's right. That's where y'all heard it. So y'all be there. Definitely be there.
All-white
okay,
affair,
everyone.
Shall I say. All-white affair.
All-white. I'm excited. So, everyone, again, thank y'all for tuning in to our IPH Networking kickoff party. And now we're going to go on the web and we're going to party it up. So make sure y'all come on there, Top Models and Talent Scout Network, and actually share the information, support, collaborate with all that are in our network. Take care, everyone. Have a good night.
Oh, Darlene.
Uh-huh.
I just want to say one thing. Shout out to Tish Monet. I didn't hear the whole radio
yes.
segment, but I know she out there killing these shows tonight. So shout
yes.
out to her, too.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and any video footage y'all get, just tag us on our page and we'll add them on, okay?
All right.
I will. Shout out to you,
okay. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Right. Okay, then. So we're going to close out by actually playing.
Everybody in the room, listen up.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPH, Infinity Powerhouse, the source for models, talent, ads, and media, is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including the Gucci Style, TM and TSM magazine, and IPH magazine.
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brands on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazine, visit them at infinitypowerhouse.com or send an email to infinitypowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I. IPH, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
Didn't know I could say that right. Okay. Take care, everybody. Have a great night. And let's go to the kickoff party right now, Top Models and Talent Scout Network. I want to see you there. Bye-bye. Up to 5 minutes. Good night.